We are nine lines down from the top on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Bo Minei Me Rebbe Avahu. We're again discussing koshering of vessels. Honey Gurgi De Armoi Mai. If you want to kosher the Gurgi of the that belongs to the Arameans, the Aramean Gurgi, how do you do it? What is Gurgi? Rashi tells us that it's some sort of lattice work, this akalim, and what do? With korchenosan svivos hatapuach, you wrap it around the tapuach. Is not an apple; it's a mound, like on the mizbeach. Shali is pazru ha'anavi mikovet akora, that you place a mound, you place it on top of this mound of grapes, so that they would all stay in one place. So the grapes now, I guess, were being absorbed into this gurgi. So how do you kosher? How do you purge it? Armalei Rabbi Avahu Tani Yisua. We know this. Harei Shayo Gitav Ubeis Badav Temein Ubikish Lasosam Tahara. How do you metaher this wine press? Hadafin Vahadashin Vahalovin Madichin. So some parts of it, the lentils, the daf, the lulav, you wash them off. The akalim, which is the lattice work, shel nitzar mishel bitzbutz minagman. If it's made of nutzrin or batzbutz, then you do niguv, which we saw already on the previous amud. Vishal shifa vishal gemi miyashnan yud beis chodesh. And the other material, you have to let it sit for a year before it can become kasher. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer menichin migas lagas mibad labad. You don't have to wait a year, rather. Go from gas lagas or bad labad, from the zman of when you use the wine press from one season to the next, or the olive press from one to the next, that's enough. But the truth is, that actually comes out to, it's a yearly project. So says the Gemara, Hainu Tanakama, Rav Hashem ben Gamliel's zman seems to be the same as the Tanakama. They both seem to be indicating or implying 12 months. So what's the difference? The Gemara answers, Ike benayu churfi vafli. It really depends on whether it's early or late in the season. Sometimes it's the season is a little bit early, so it's not a full 12 months, and therefore Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would be more lenient to allow you to get it, you know, a month or two earlier. Sometimes the season goes late, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is going to be earlier than the other one that requires... Sorry, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would be later, because he have to wait 13 or 14 months, whereas the Tanakhama would only have to wait the 12 months. Brisa continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer Harotza Lataran Miyad, but if you want to kosher it right away, instead of waiting this amount of time, Magilin Baroschin, you can do Hagala and Hawater, Cholten Bemezesim, or instead of using water, you can use olive water. You can be cholate it, I guess, burn it in olive water. And that would work too. It's another way to kosher, using heat instead of doing it cold. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mishum Rabbi Yossi Omer Menichin Tachas Tzinor Shemeimav Mekalchin or Bemayan Shemeimav Rodfin. You can use another way to do it is in cold water. Let it run, a running tap, and put it underneath this water, whether it's a Mayan or it's a gathered water or a wellspring, that water is running. Kama, and how long do you have to leave this water running for, or how long do you need to place in this area where the water is running? Ona, how much is an ona? Well, we know from Nida it's 12 hours, but we'll see what it refers to, or it could be 24 hours. So we'll see how it is applied in the case of Avodah Zarah. Kederach she'amru b'yayin nesach, kach amru b'taros. The halacha, which is stated here with regards to Yayin Nesach, the same halacha would apply to going from Tumah to Tahara. The Gemara says, what? Klapei Laya? What are you talking about? Betaros Kaimina. We're talking about Taros. We're talking about being Metar, something which is Tameh. So that statement seems backwards. The Gemara says, you're right, it is backwards. El Kederach She'amru B'Taros, Kach Amru B'Yayin Nesach. The way we kosher with Taros, the same would apply to koshering Yayin Nesach. Issues. Now the Gemara asks, "Kama ona? How much is an ona?" Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "O yom, o laila." That's just like in Nida. Generally say either day or night. It's 12 hours. Rabbi Yochanan sheina the Amrila. Rabbi Yochanan bar sheina. Amar Rabba bar Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan chati yom bechati laila. Some say no. It's a half a day and a half a night. What's the difference? It seems to be the same. A half a day and half a night would be 6 hours each. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak v'lo pligi. They're not arguing. Just like the earlier time wasn't, this is different. The earlier time they were arguing, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, sometimes it goes early and late. Here there's actually no machlokas at all with regards to the zman. Habet kuvas nisan v'tishrei, habet kuvas tamas v'temes. It depends on the type of time of year. When the days are longer than Or then at that point we have to say half a night and half a day, because it's in order to make it an equal 12 hours. If the days and nights are equal, then it's either Yom or Laila, and it comes out to 12 hours. So these are some of the ways, again, different ways to kasher for Taros and for Yayin Nesach. Mostly we're focusing on ways to do it with cold water. There's an option for hot water as well. And when we get to the next Amud, then we'll learn about the actual halachos of kashering that we are very familiar with.